Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I'm going to tell a little story about my own brother, Oliver Shalom. When he was about 20 years old, he went off to college in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was actually his third year of college. And he was very excited about being a Jew and about Israel. He didn't know hardly anything about Torah and mitzvahs per se, but he was very excited about the idea of being Jewish, the idea of the land of Israel. He never had a chance to visit Israel, but he wanted to visit Israel, and he wanted to become a soldier in the IDF. So what he did was he joined the parachuting club, and he figured that if he knew how to parachute, he could go to Israel, go to the IDF recruiting office, and say, listen, I already know how to parachute, and I know that you use parachute troops. In those days, in the early 70s, that was something which Israel did use. And therefore, you know, I'm a good candidate for the IDF. That was his idea. And with all the dedication and, you know, fearlessness of youth, he joined the parachuting club. And on his first jump, unfortunately, I'm not sure why it happened, but he drifted over a lake and unfortunately landed in the lake, the parachute came down upon him, and he drowned. So unfortunately, he was never able to fulfill his dream. However, Baruch Hashem, our first son, was named for him, Chaim Yerachmiel. Libadal Chaim, may have good and long life. And with the same name, he actually grew up with a very strong idea of what it means to be a Jew, to do Torah and to mitzvahs, and to want to help the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, especially. And sure enough, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And sure enough, he joined the IDF. And sure enough, he served a full term in the IDF, he remained in the reserves. And every year, he would go back for reserve duty. And in fact, when October 7th came, he was called up immediately. And since October 7th, he spent approximately half his time on active duty. In fact, I just talked to him a few minutes ago, a few hours ago, and he's in Syria. And he's in Syria doing, I don't know exactly what, but some kind of mission. He said he's going to be up all night tonight on their mission. I don't know what it is, but may Hashem protect him and all of our soldiers and all of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, especially, you know, all of our Jewish people everywhere. But I was in touch, actually, with the new Chabad Shliach, I don't know exactly how new, but fairly new, in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is where my brother Oliver Shalom, unfortunately, passed away. And we're planning to make a memorial event of some kind. And the idea of it is to inspire Jewish people, especially the students, just like he was a student at the University of Tennessee. So we want to inspire other Jewish students at the University of Tennessee now, 53 years later. So we're planning an event in which I don't know if my son will be able to be there or he'll join us on a video call perhaps. And I think that the students will become very inspired that here was a student of 53 years ago who learned in perhaps some of the same classrooms they're learning in and perhaps slept in the AEPI dormitory where some of them perhaps are, or similar. And here he got all inspired about being Jewish, and Jewish pride, and the desire to help Jewish people. And I think it's a very beautiful idea. I think it's an important idea. But the bottom line is, may one Jew at least be inspired from it. At least one. And if one Jew is really inspired from it, and adds in their Torah and mitzvahs, or maybe is inspired to actually also join the IDF and to actually, you know, help in that way. Or as we talk many times, helping through our learning of Torah and doing a mitzvahs. But every single Jew has that spark of godliness inside, that spark, the pintle of yid, and it can be woken up at any time. And there was my brother who, like me, we were not raised to a life of Torah mitzvahs, but Baruch Hashem, You know, the spark inside of us was fanned to a flame, and we have dedicated ourselves. I can't say that I dedicated myself to the extent that he did, where he actually dedicated himself even to the point of danger and so forth. But Mesiras Nefesh doesn't have to be Mesiras Nefesh to leave the world, but rather it can be Mesiras Nefesh to stay in the world and to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs and to bring Jewish people back to Judaism, or perhaps they've never been there before, and to help them discover what Judaism really is. And I think that it's a nice suggestion, which I'm trying to spread around, the idea that everybody who knows about Mashiach and understands about Mashiach, or can learn more in order to know and understand about it, can spend a few minutes a day, maybe 5 minutes, in which they say, this is my Mashiach time. This is the time that I'm going to work on getting us out of Gullus, getting us out of exile. Whether I'll just learn more Torah, that definitely can do it. Or do another mitzvah, or speak to somebody about Mashiach, or learn about Mashiach, or do a favor for somebody. Whatever it is, in whatever way, each person knows themselves what they are able to do to bring Mashiach quicker. May it happen right away through your work and our work, each time, each day, trying to do more than yesterday. And may we have the Geula immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.